Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Dr. Stella Emanuel. She is the successful physician with active practice in Houston, as well as the founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, to learn strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. Her website is drstellamd.com, and that's drstellamd.com. And you, of course, can use the promo code Alex to get some of the wonderful products she has on offer there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome. I'm happy to be here this morning.
I'm very happy that you're here as well. A fellow Houstonian.
Yes.
Which I miss the big city. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now with disease. Am I imagining things, or is the prevalence of these new novel viruses unlike anything we've ever seen before?
You're not imagining things. I think I've been saying this for a long time right now. I think that there's a concerted effort to release as many diseases as possible. And the bottom line is to scare human beings so that somewhere along the line, everybody will get an mRNA jab into their bodies. That's the bottom line of this. And I say right now that we have a triple-demic or a trifecta pandemic going on right now.
Right.
Apart from, of course, the mosquito-borne diseases, we have COVID, which people are still getting sick from COVID. And that's really crazy because it's been 4 years. I don't understand it when people still call me that they can't breathe. It's really, it disturbs me, because by now people should know what to do about that. And then, of course, we have bird flu. And with bird flu, they've been doing this dance about bird flu. There's something about it in Colorado, in Michigan, in Iowa. And I do believe that they're also going to use bird flu to affect our food supply, because through bird flu, they've killed over 2 million chicken. And I'm sure that they're going to kill our chicken, kill our cows, and make us eat lab-grown meat, and, you know, and maybe make us eat insects or bugs or whatever else that they want to make us eat, so that we can really be unhealthy and probably die. So I believe that bird flu, they are doing that. And then, of course, monkeypox has been, you know, declared an emergency of global significance. They call it mpox. With monkeypox, they have three different... No, they had two different kinds. Like in 2022, they had this whole thing about monkeypox. And, you know, we're telling everybody that, you know, they are not done with monkeypox yet. The one that was released in 2022, or that came out in 2022, is the Clyde 2 version of monkeypox, which was more sexually transmitted. It was less transmissible from person to person. It was less deadly. But now they have the Clyde 1 version, which is more transmissible with regular contact, not just sexual contact. It is more deadly, and it is hitting Africa right now. And they've already found a case in Sweden. I think there's a case in America already, or the Clyde 1 version. So I do believe we have a trifecta pandemic going on right now. And like I said, one of the things that I've done in the past 4 years is to try to be there to get the American people to be safe and figure out what we can do to deal with whatever it's coming. So I'm not saying this to get people terrified. Most of these viruses, you know, whether it's bird flu, COVID, you know, equine virus, you know, Zika, all those things, they're RNA viruses. I say this very, very clearly. Most RNA viruses, zinc can help mitigate them. Zinc cannot enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. So the zinc that you eat in your regular diet, it cannot really enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system to enter the cell. So that is where you need something like quercetin. So like if you go on our website, we have CoviVite that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It helps to open zinc channels and allow zinc to go into the cell. So that's one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works, you know. So we have that. And then, of course, the other thing that I will say about mpox, I'll get back to really what people can do to be healthy. One of the things that I'll say about mpox is I believe that because COVID did not really hit Africa like that, and the uptake of the vaccine, I mean, less than 1% of the population of Africa took the vaccine.
Really?
Yes. And this is the, especially sub-Saharan Africa, where there's malaria. And here's the issue. We've been talking about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for the past 4 years. And if you're listening to me, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, because it's going to help you take care of all these viruses. But the issue is, when people had COVID in Africa, the symptoms of COVID are kind of like the symptoms of malaria. So you get fever, you get achy, you get sometimes upper respiratory infections, you know, and you feel bad, and, you know, and those same symptoms are symptoms of malaria. In most of these sub-Saharan countries, things like chloroquine, camoquine, hydroxychloroquine, they are over the counter.
Right.
So if you had symptoms of malaria, people just go over the counter and they get medicine. So what really stopped, there's an article that said something like, scientists are really perplexed about the lack of COVID in sub-Saharan Africa, you know?
Right, yes.
You know, and I don't know why they are perplexed. It's because the malaria is in sub-Saharan Africa, and the treatment for malaria is the same treatment for COVID.
Right.
So people were not trying to treat COVID. People just had symptoms that look like malaria, and they took hydroxychloroquine or camoquine or flavoquine. We grew up taking flavoquine or daraprim as Sunday medicine.
Right.
We took it to prevent malaria. And that, I think that's the mindset that has got me telling everybody, you need to take Sunday medicine, get on hydroxychloroquine weekly, you know, and then take your vitamins. You know, so it's because I grew up in that. I grew up in a malaria endemic zone. I trained in Nigeria, and we were able to give chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine to babies, to pregnant women, to people with old people. You know, it's a very safe medication. It's over the counter.
Right.
So we treated river blindness and some other parasitic infections with ivermectin. It's over the counter. So that is why COVID did not really seed into Africa like that. You cannot social distance in the slums of Lagos. You cannot. But with this happening, and the WHO and the powers that be realized that Africans did not take this. So what did they do? They are bringing mpox, because with monkeypox, they already have, there was an article out the other day that millions and millions of doses of the mRNA vaccine are already being shipped to Africa to deal with monkeypox. So I do believe that the monkeypox that they are trying to release right now is to make sure that Africa takes the vaccine.
Interesting. And they all are RNA viruses, right? So there was...
Not monkeypox.
Oh, monkeypox isn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, monkeypox is a DNA virus. It's a bigger and heavier virus than the RNA. So zinc and this doesn't work for it. But... when we heard about monkeypox in 2022, I usually like to go on the NIH, and whenever I hear something is coming, I go on the NIH website and start looking for studies. I found out that there was a study, and you can Google this, it's called, there was a study that was done in the NIH, it's also published in the Lancet magazine, about a plant called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpurea. This was a plant that was used in the days of smallpox by the Indian community in America.
Okay.
So this is a carnivorous plant. I tried to grow it in my ranch, but it just didn't grow. I think it grows more in the temperate zone. So it's a carnivorous plant. It's called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpurea. So that can help to mitigate monkeypox, smallpox, and stuff like that. So we're able to produce it called pox defense. It took us a long time to find somebody that can put it together, but we finally found a naturopathic doctor that was able to harvest the plant, extract it, and produce pox defense. So we have it on our website called Pox Defense. It's on back order because people have been ordering it, and it's on back. Okay, it's kind of hard for them because it's a small naturopathic doctor group that is producing it. So it's kind of hard for us to get like a huge amount.
Right.
So when we get like 300, we ship it all out, and then we get a few more. So it's okay to pre-order it, because like the orders that we're getting this week, we're covering orders that were ordered like two weeks ago. So I tell everybody, get it. It's called Pox Defense. It's Sarracenia purpurea. You can put it in your medicine cabinet. When pox hits us, which I think it's going to come closer, and you have something that can help mitigate that and build your immunity against pox.
And that's something you can take preventatively, not once you get the virus, but...
Okay. Yes, you can take preventatively. Right now, there are one or two cases here, and The way they put Sarracenia purpurea works not just for pox. It's also help like with digestive problems. It can help with some kind of chronic pain. So it has some other medicinal uses. So usually what I do is that I take Sarracenia purpurea, 2 drops. I mix it with Covilite, which is like my best drink. And then with Viral Immune Plus, I get a nice little drink. And then, you know, I kind of stay healthy. And I take hydroxychloroquine if I'm going out in crowds and stuff. I just haven't been sick for the past 4 years.
Right.
Despite the fact that I've had people sneezing on me, coughing on me, and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing better than me. I have 2 kids, and one of them in preschool. And it's like the sicknesses these days. Mm-hmm. And we talked to our pediatrician, and they're sort of casual about it, but they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a sickness and nobody's getting over it and it's going on for 2 weeks and we don't know what it is. And so I'm just wondering, like, did they just destroy the immune system of humanity and yes. Are now diseases just multiplying? Because that's one of the things about RNA diseases. They change very rapidly, right,
yes.
As they transmit from person to person. So, you know, I'm just seeing, like, my kids getting sick and my wife getting sick and their cousins getting sick, and it's like, okay, what did they do to us? Because I don't remember sickness being like this when I was a kid.
Yes, there's so much going on right now, and so much being released in the atmosphere. Not just that our food supply is corrupted, and there's just so much going on. So, like I said, I don't want people to be scared. I believe in being prepared. I believe in taking care of your own health, apart from taking supplements. You know, it's so interesting because I'm a physician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mindset was always, you know, write a prescription.
Right.
For a long time, you know.
That's how you're trained.
Yes, that's how I was trained. That's how we were programmed, you know, by the medical industrial complex.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, give them vaccines because, man, it's going to prevent disease or whatever. So the past 4 years, I've woken up to some, like, really, I'm like, wow, I can't even believe that I practice this way.
Right.
You know, one of the things that, like, right now, I don't even recommend any vaccine until further notice. But I tell parents, make the decision for yourself, or whoever, make the decision for yourself, because even other childhood vaccines right now are becoming mRNA. And when we started out, I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the emergency room. And when we started out, maybe children had like maybe 10 vaccines. But right now, in your first year, you probably have taken about 40 vaccines. And to me, that is really crazy. And I have patients that have been in my practice for years that don't vaccinate their children, and they're just as healthy.
Right.
So that's why right now I'm kind of like very skeptical about vaccine and no mRNA vaccine, because that is not a vaccine. That is gene therapy trying to modify your system. So I believe that a lot of people have been corrupted, and not just that, you know, sometimes people just taking these vaccines and the shedding, you know, which is, people like shedding, that's not scientific. Yes, it is, you know. And the shedding itself is making other people unhealthy. That's why I tell people it's better to, you know, this is the time you can take supplements to build your immunity, exercise, you know, make sure that you breathe good air and everything, eat good food, you know. And then don't be scared, you know, give your life to Jesus. If they take you out, you get to go home.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, I believe that one of the biggest fears that we have is, you know, this crazy fear of humanity about dying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Once you lose that fear, I tell people, I'm not afraid to die. If they take me out, at least I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I get to go home.
Yeah, you know, that's so interesting. And I talk about this all the time, and how it's like intrinsic in humans that there's something about the fear of death that we sort of recognize as evil. I always point to some of the more sort of the bigger intellectual properties, like Harry Potter. You know, Harry Potter, the bad guy is Voldemort. His name literally means to flee from death. The whole story is about him not wanting to die, so he separates his soul. I mean, all of these sort of classic stories have the similarity where the evil person is desperate not to die. And then you look at what the elites today talk about. They are terrified of death, and they are desperate to have a mortal life. And whether that's uploading their consciousness to the cloud or, you know, reverse aging, that's what's driving them. They really want to live forever. I mean, and it's strange that if you look at it, I mean, even you look at, you know, the Bible and the first book and the Garden of Eden, it was this fear of death that drives so much evil. And in a weird way, embracing death gives you life.
Yes,
in a really powerful way.
Yeah, the Bible says that, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because we love not our lives unto death. You know, I tell people this, you know, I'm a physician, but I always say that my biggest job right now is an intercessor for the nations. I'm a prophet of God and an intercessor for the nations. And, you know, being a physician and a businesswoman is like my side hustle.
Right.
Yes, that's kind of like my side hustle, you know. So if you've read the Bible and you know the Word of God and you're grounded in the Word of God, the Bible says that those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. In these last days, the most important thing is for you to, like, know God, because the safest place to be is in Christ. And when you read the Bible all the way to the end, I'm a Bible scholar, you find out that at the end of the day, God wins this battle.
Right.
And when you have an understanding of it, then you align your life and destiny to that, then you stop being afraid to die.
Right.
You know, and once you lose the fear of death, they have lost control over you. You know, in 2020, July, I'm sure everybody remembers my, you know, in 2020.
Yeah, very powerful speech you gave, yeah.
Yes, when I left home that week and I was going to D.C., I called my family and I sat them down. I said, I'm going to D.C. I can't see people die. I just can't. My heart was breaking. We had started seeing patients and I knew hydroxychloroquine works. Then we added ivermectin. We could see 80-something-year-olds with diabetes getting treated. And they lived, you know, they didn't die. And at that time, you know, if you were 83-year-old with diabetes, COVID was a death sentence, basically.
Right. Right.
So I knew that people didn't need to die. I knew COVID was completely treatable and COVID was completely preventable. And I saw people dying and I just could not handle it. So when I left to go to D.C., I called my family and I told them, I said, I'm going to D.C. I'm going to speak up. I can't let people die. I don't know whether I'm going to make it back.
Mm.
If they kill me, if I perish, I perish.
Right.
So when I went to DC that day, I had no fear. I was not even afraid to die.
Right.
So that is why when I stood in front of the people that day, I went royally crazy. I went so off that everybody was like, what is going on? Yes. I was so angry and I just went off. And of course, when you get to that place where you lose that fear to that level, God can use you.
Yeah, and the unintended consequences can be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, just it takes me back to, you know, they've done studies about blue zones around the world where people routinely live above 100. What they found is that a lot of these blue zones happen to follow, you know, the biblically prescribed fasting or, you know, the dietary requirements that are followed by the Orthodox. You know, in Greece or even the Seventh-day Adventists have a lot of dietary restrictions that they follow, mm-hmm. and they live for 100. And it's not like they're doing it to live for 100. They're just doing what they think their faith commands of them.
Yes.
And yet it has these positive effects in your actual physical health.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, if you can, when you believe, when you have a faith and a belief system that God's got your back, you're less terrified. You understand what I'm saying? And fear has a really detrimental effect on the human body, even on your health, on your emotional health, on your physical health, on your mental health. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you lose that fear, or let me put it another way, when you have hope and a reason to live and a reason to look forward to, you're less likely to be so terrified that you're going to be like, come on, please give me 10 vaccines and 15 boosters just so that I can stay alive.
Right.
You know, so that's why I tell people, if you're listening to me right now and you still have fear, I pray that the spirit of fear will be broken over your life in the name of Jesus, that fear will be broken over you and you will rise up and be bold and live life as a child of God who has dominion over the earth. You know, I tell people, I say, God gave you and I custody of our world because he knew that in this time, you and I will have the strength to be able to do what it takes to keep custody of this world. And we, you know, there's been a lot of crazy programming in everybody's mind and people are just worried and terrified about this and that. And that's one of the biggest things that COVID did, bring fear yep. and terror, kill a few people, and then everybody else will be terrified. But what's the worst they can do? Kill me?
Yeah.
Yo, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm not afraid of your worst, then I can actually live. You know, I tell people sometimes you're so afraid to die that You refuse to leave because you're afraid to die. You're trying to like, oh my God, I got to prevent this. I got to take this. What is the next vaccine to take? What's the next medicine? I was like, please calm down.
Right. Well, and you know, again, just, you know, being a parent, it's like, look, you can't keep everything clean and you don't want to anyway. You have to introduce, you know, disease. You have to let the immune system build. If you, you know, are so scared of everything that you're locking your kid away in a room and you know, doing the alcohol rubbing of their hands every 5 minutes, you're actually setting them up for failure. It can be counterproductive. And to get over the fear, you just have to make that conscious choice. I remember the first place I went when the lockdown lifted and places opened up, the first place I went, bizarrely enough, was Dave & Buster's, the arcade, right? Which is just filled with kids and everybody's touching the same thing. And like, you know, it'd been months before I'd been in a crowd and you kind of have that like, maybe this isn't good. Maybe I should be. And I remember consciously having to go, you know what? Screw that. I'm not going to be scared. Actually, I'm going to go do what I want to do and just toss the fear to the side. Let it wash over me like in Dune. Right?
It's so crazy because right now they are recommending that by the time a child is 1 year old, they should have taken 3 of the mRNA COVID vaccines.
That's wild.
And you know how crazy that is?
Wild.
We saw parents come into the clinic and they couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And the children had maybe a little cold and they're running all over the place. I don't remember. I had just one child that really was sick from COVID, and it's because they already had like a lot of respiratory problems. They were born premature. But basically, the children didn't get sick from COVID and still don't get sick from COVID to that extent. To them, it's a cold.
Right.
So there is no reason. There is no reason at all to give any child a COVID vaccine. There's even no reason to give a youth, even an 18-year-old, 20-year-old. COVID was not a disease that even affected 18-year-olds or 20-year-olds. But right now, a lot of children that took the jab are dropping dead.
I know.
For as long as I've practiced pediatrics, I don't remember ever having 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds having heart attacks and dropping dead. It just never happened. And then the medical industrial complex or the medical community is looking at it like, oh, there's nothing to see here, move on.
It's crazy.
The excess deaths, athletes dropping on the field. They've achieved to an extent what they wanted to do, that, you know, they've released this jab. But unfortunately, they thought that by now, all of us would be so terrified. We'll all be on like our 10th booster.
And they say that, right? They hold these meetings where they go, COVID didn't work as well as we thought it did. People resisted.
Yes.
And, you know, thankfully, because of people like yourself and not to pat ourselves on the back, but obviously we were very strident against it as well. And I like to think that we gave people the information they needed to resist the fear, because that's the other thing. When you go in as a parent and the doctor is telling you you need this shot and they're going, you know, here's what can happen if this disease gets your child. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It really is. And if you don't have the information, if you don't have that in your back pocket, it's very hard to resist their persuasion. You have to have the information. You have to have the knowledge to back up your position if you're anti-vax or anything like that. More on the other side with Dr. Stella Emanuel, the website drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex to get some of her preventative supplements that we'll hear more about on the other side. It's Dr. Stella Emanuel on the American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
Awesome.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.